This is Aaron and Noah, and we're in Michigan.
Hi.
We're recording a show to say why we haven't been recording a show lately.
Well, it's because we're in Michigan, partly.
And also because my parents have a shitty modem.
A crappy dial-up connection.
Yeah, like...
Which is really embarrassing.
It doesn't even reach 56K because our phone lines are bad.
We're out in the middle of nowhere in a farmhouse that has no heat.
It has heat, it's just not very good.
It's really cold, and I think I'm dying.
You might die. But, they won't run cable out here because there aren't enough houses on my parents' road. That's remote, people.
Yeah.
So, we were going to talk about, in our brief episode here, though, what we've learned about Christmas in Japan through anime.
Because this is the Christmas episode, even though I don't think we should have a Christmas episode because everyone's going to have a Christmas episode, but we are, but it'll be short.
Okay, so in Japan, Christmas is different than in the US because obviously it's mostly like Buddhist and Shinto or whatever and not really with Christianity.
There's some Christianity in some places.
Sometimes, but it's not like a giant Christian holiday.
No.
And it's not a giant commercial holiday either, although it is, like, very kind of touching on. So there are a couple of traditional Japanese things to do on Christmas. And first of all, it's a big date night.
Yeah.
You don't spend it with your family, you spend it with the person who you like the most. So that shows up a lot in shoujo anime, whether, you know, someone's going to ask about someone else for their Christmas Eve date.
You have to get a cake.
You have to get a cake, and the cakes you have to order ahead of time. Like, the Japanese grocery stores in New York, near where I work, had flyers after Thanksgiving, like, order your Christmas cakes now. So there's another thing about Christmas cake where...
It's tasteless.
It doesn't taste good.
I really don't like them.
A Japanese guy told me once how, so everyone wants Christmas cake on Christmas Eve, but on Christmas Day, nobody wants it anymore, and
right. That's
kind of a metaphor for women who are 24. When they're 24, everyone wants to date them, and when they're 25, nobody wants to date them anymore.
That's very sad.
It's very alarming to hear on their 25th birthday, but whatever. Apparently it's getting less and less true as more Japanese people get married older than before. The next thing is, another big thing that people do on Christmas in Japan is they eat Kentucky Fried Chicken. And that doesn't make any sense.
Well, it kind of does.
But here's why. It's because outside of every KFC in Japan, there's a statue of Colonel Sanders in his, you know, cartoonish form with a white suit and a little tie and so forth. And for some reason, because he has a tiny white beard, Japanese people think he looks kind of like Santa Claus. So around Christmas time, they dress up the Colonel Sanders chicken, the Colonel Sanders statue, in a Santa Claus suit.
Yes.
So this happens a lot in anime. People will bring home a bucket of KFC on Christmas. It's not really like the elegant American Christmas dinner, or I guess also a British tradition of eating turkey or ham on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
I guess you might give a gift to your date or something. Sometimes people have Christmas parties too. I've seen that in a couple of anime type things. But that's it. Okay.
Oh yeah, this information, it doesn't just come to us from anime.
Oh yeah,
it's
only
embarrassing.
Anime. We're not an actual information source about life in Japan. For that, you should listen to something like the Josh in Japan podcast, not us. In 2003, I gave some friends and coworkers a tape of anime Christmas specials. On the tape were the memorable original DigiCarrot series Christmas episode, which is only 5 minutes long. The Kimigori Road Christmas special.
Here spelled as Kimigori Oragni Road.
Oops. Kimigori Orange Road. An episode of the Captain Tyler OVA series where Chiki likes waits for a really long time for him to show up on a date.
Yeah.
He's like drinking with homeless guys. It's really funny.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Yeah. An episode of the Pokemon Christmas episode, which did involve Santa Claus and something like Team Rocket kidnapping him.
Wow, it's really weird.
It's really, really weird. Also, it's like I got the fan sub Japanese VHS Ancient Mask version where they have they call it Pocket Monsters, and the end theme is all about Pocket Monsters. Wow.
Yeah.
About the Pocket Monsters title of Not Gonna Catch On in the States, because it sounds really, really dirty. Pocket Monsters. And also an episode of Urusei Yatsura, which also translates to Those Obnoxious Aliens, but it's better known for the main character, Lum, that Christmas episode of that.
Mm.
We've got a list of other memorable anime Christmas episodes. There's a Love Hina OVA Christmas special, which I have not watched. Razaphon had a memorable 2-episode Christmas stint where they were fighting things on Christmas. Wait, Razaphon?
Yeah, Razaphon, that's right.
I wrote that down, but now that I think about it, it's newer on there. I don't know if Razaphon has a Christmas episode.
Whoa, that makes a lot more sense, because yeah. I didn't watch Razaphon, and I thought maybe you had seen that.
Well, you know, one giant robot god thing.
No, that's totally different.
Nioranga is not a robot.
Nioranga is not a robot.
Nioranga is not the best series, but it is kind of an interesting series, and it's all on sale at ADV right now for like $5, because nobody watches it.
Which is too bad, because I kind of dig it.
Also,
super obnoxious episode of Marmalade Boy.
No, it's an awesome 2-part episode with a really major plot twist that's super awesome. And that's a very pinnacle moment of Marmalade Boy. I think it's like a season finale type of moment. There's a Big O Christmas episode, which I don't think Christmas is that important in the plot. Well, maybe it is. I think there's a giant tree that keeps growing.
I barely remember this.
Yeah, I mostly remember because it's in an OVA. So, also on the Christmas tapes from 2003, I included the OVA. Yeah, you're right. There's an AMV at the... I put an AMV at the end of the 2003 Christmas tape, which is Christmas at Ground Zero by, what, Cornpone?
Yeah.
And it's got a Weird Al song, Christmas at Ground Zero, and a bunch of footage of things just blowing up from a ton of really older anime series.
Yeah, lots of Gundam.
It's not available for download on the org. It's
too old.
It's too old for that.
But I have it on VHS.
Yeah, so I was making my VHS copies. But there are several other AMVs to Christmas at Ground Zero. Some of them are also from Gundam. Two of them have the Big O's Christmas episode. So I know that exists. I know I watched it. It's just very memorable. Noah thinks there's an episode of Sailor Moon that's about Christmas.
I don't think that anymore. Because it's been debunked.
Right.
By Aaron, yes. Tuxedo Common shows up dressed as Santa Claus during one scene.
I think it's like an OVA or a movie.
Not very memorable, because, I've seen it. But.
Okay, so, yeah, there's that. I finished watching the series Honey and Clover recently, and it has at least one Christmas episode where they eat KFC and Hagu-chan helps them sell Christmas cakes and the whole nine yards. There might be a Christmas episode of Fruits Basket, but more likely there's just a big New Year's episode. Because in Japan, New Year's is more important than Christmas.
Right.
So
it's not New Year's yet.
Yeah.
We'll cover that in the New Year's show.
See,
no, we will not. No, that's a lie.
Not really.
There will be no New Year's show.
Because here in the U.S., New Year's is not really important at all.
Right.
Sorry. There is a New Year's episode of Fruits Basket and a New Year's episode of Kentaro.
Fruba. Fruba, as it's called.
And every other, anime. Ever. I can't remember now if there's a Christmas episode of Tamtaro. I have not watched all of Tamtaro, so that might be a good excuse that I don't know. New Year's episode is really cute. I think I know, my little plates, they look like themselves.
That's adorable.
It is adorable.
Aaron's part of the Ham Ham Club, but I am not.
I don't even know what the Ham Ham Club is.
And yet you're a card-carrying member.
There's a great in American cartoons, there's an awesome episode of The Tick that has all these Santa's Game of Being Cloned.
Yeah.
It's a really good one. And Venture Brothers last year had an awesome Christmas episode that was only half the length of the regular episode, but it was great.
Which is now in production for season 2. Very exciting.
Yeah, hopefully.
Any of you who have not seen this show on Cartoon Network, Adult Swim, you should really seek it out.
Yeah, Jackson Public has a live journal where you can read about the production of the next season and the DVDs. For season 1, should be coming out soon, but the date has been pushed back, so not yet. Man, their Christmas special had, like, first a parody of all of the Christmas specials, and then, like, a little German demon guy who was running around, and, oh man, it was awesome.
It's a good show.
Yeah. Also, at that point, the creator of the show found his website, an MP3 of The Monarch and Dr. Girlfriend doing a parody of a music video that had David Bowie and, what, Bing Crosby singing Christmas songs in it? You don't know because you're not the original.
I don't think I...
You don't know the original music video, huh?
No.
They're both wearing red sweaters. They sing on the drummer board. It's a famous thing. It's on VH1.
Well, I know... Well, what? Bing Crosby...
He sings with David Bowie.
Oh.
And it's like really old. It's like from the
70s. Yeah, I may have seen.
So they do the Monarch Dr. Girlfriend parody where they say the exact same dialogue and they sing, but since it's the Monarch singing, it's really funny. The Monarch sings the boys part and Dr. Girlfriend sings the word.
Wow.
In Crosby.
I don't think I'm that.
I don't think I put it up to. Also, you should know that after this short episode, I'm putting up a show that is anime Christmas music, which is, of course, the worst music of all time, because it, you know, combines bad anime music with the poor taste of Christmas music.
Mm.
I picked out a few choice songs, and then Noah totally disagreed. He said we should never do such a show ever, or that it shouldn't be part of the feed, and people just come to the website to download it. Oh, and we had a giant fight.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a second.
And that's actually why we're so kind of late getting this show up.
Because yeah, otherwise we would have put this up.
We would have put it up before we left New York.
And instead, but,
instead we had a big fight. Now we...
Now it's just kind of intense.
Yeah. It's, that's why if this show is a little off key, it's probably why.
That's why. But yeah, so it's going to be a separate kind of thing, and Noah totally disapproves.
I totally disapprove.
So you don't have to download it or listen to it if you don't feel like it. And I'll give a similar disclaimer at the beginning of our show. So that's it. And I guess we're signing off. Hopefully we can get to someone's house in a day or two and be able to
Yeah, Merry freaking Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.